Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Burt Show. Always got to be so careful around your kids. They're like little sponges picking up everything. But I mean, what are you supposed to edit? What are you not supposed to edit when you're around your kids?
Yeah, I need you. I'm asking for opinions. I'm soliciting for advice. There are times when I post things on social media about my son and parenting, and I'm not looking for advice, but I get it in my DMs. This time, I'm going to embrace it. I'm actually looking for you to weigh in, okay?
This is when you won't get any.
Yeah, I know, right?
It's only when you don't ask for our opinion to get.
So do you or do you not cuss in front of your kids? Do you use foul language in front of your kids? Now, our pediatrician, who is the same pediatrician that Bert and Stacy, had for their boys, funnily enough, didn't even know that. He was just a guy that we chose. And I really like him. He's a great doctor, and we like his bedside manner and his demeanor. And he told us once during one of Jimmy's checkups, don't use profanity at home. Unless you want your kids to use it right. Meaning use the words in the proper way they're supposed to be used, right? So I do not think that foul language is bad. I do not think profanity is bad. I use profanity. Obviously, there's rules and regulations with the FCC on the air. But if you listen to our bonus content, like, I don't think it makes you any less of a intelligent person, any less of a kind person if you use profanity. It's a word, okay?
Let me give the phone number out real quick. 1-855-BURT-SHOW.
So in our household, Bart and I, we don't curb our words.
You're throwing them around left and right. The F-bombs.
I mean, I wouldn't say we're throwing them around left and right, but we don't censor ourselves in the home. And there have been times when Jimmy has repeated what we said. And let me tell you, when a three-year-old uses profanity, it is freaking hilarious. I don't care who you are.
You're not allowed to laugh at it, though, because if you do, and a three-year-old knows that's the way to get the laugh, they will use the word over and over and over again.
Yeah, and so, like, for instance, it was so we had friends come over last night, Sean and Marty, who are a lovely couple, and we don't get to have dinner with them often, but when we do, it's always a great time. So Sean and Marty come over to the house last night.
So F and Sean and F and Marty?
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Is that how you refer to them around the house?
And we, you know, they come over and Sean's an accomplished chef, so he makes dinner, brings over a nice bottle of wine. It's just a fabulous evening. And then there's Jimmy there. And, you know, we're having adult conversation, and Jimmy's sitting at the table, and we're not, like, Bart and I are not censoring ourselves and how we're talking or whatever. And then Jimmy had the napkin ring holders and he was putting them on his chest. And I'm like, oh, are you making boobies? He's like, Mama, I don't have boobies. I have nipples. He goes, Mama, you have boobies. And then he's like putting the ring holders on my boobs or whatever. And, you know, it's just, you know. It's,
oh, what a sweet moment.
It's just, it was, I mean, it was just like a classic Jimmy moment. And I was like, yep, you're right. Mama's got boobies. I go, but how about we, you know, like, you know.
What a nice little shot of America. this is America.
Over our grilled steak Caesar salad.
It's really wonderful.
One to remember.
But we have definitely, you know, used the S word, the F word, the H word. And he, funnily enough, like, he might repeat it in that moment, but he doesn't use it in his everyday conversation. Like, I honestly don't have a fear of him going, like, he's got camp all this week. I don't think he's going to go to camp and call a kid an MF-er just because Bart called one of the dogs that one time.
That would be funny, though.
At some point, he's going to use it out there, though. At some point, he's going to use it, and it's going to come back to you, and he's going to say, it's like the old commercial, I learned it from you!
Yeah. But is it, I mean, I guess an improper, I'm a believer in respecting people's spaces, so I don't need him, like, being in certain situations, say at his preschool, which is at a church, dropping these words, because you want to be, you want to be respectful to the people around you, so I do abide by that. I cuss in front of you guys, because I know you guys cuss, and it's not a big deal, right? So I do think you have to mind your audience. I'm not over here willy-nilly thinking my son needs to drop F-bombs, but I'm just saying, are we doing him a disservice by not curbing our language in front of him?
I know growing up for me, my parents took it very seriously. And I used to get jealous because all of my friends' parents didn't seem to take it that seriously at all. They could curse, but I couldn't. To this day, I don't curse around my parents because it just always felt uncomfortable for me. But I genuinely don't think whether they allowed us to curse or didn't, it would have made a much of a different of an impact in my life.
I think it's not necessarily doing them a disservice, but I think it is important just because despite the fact that I do think the fact that we can't say certain words is kind of stupid because they're just words. At the end of the day, the reality is the social norm is that those words hold a certain kind of weight and belong in a certain context. So if you use it in everyday language and then he puts himself in a situation where he just thinks that this is a normal word, he may find himself in, he may not grow up with the kind of context that he needs to know to understand social cues of when to use it and when not to use it. Like, it may become so normal that he doesn't have like that inner conscience saying, maybe I shouldn't say that word in this setting.
And you are making an impression on somebody when you use those words, if you like it or not. So if he is using those outside of the house.
Well, I don't care about that.
You don't care about him using those outside of the house?
No, I don't care about other people's like impressions of me or of him. Like that's not a concern. I do want to be respectful. Like, I have a friend who has a kid his age, and because Bart and I are loose with our language, I have to check myself because other parents, that's not their MO, and that's totally cool if that's how you want to fly, and I want to respect that. And I remember saying something and she looked at me and she goes, so help me, if my son goes back and he uses that word, I'm gonna hurt you.
I was like, oh my god, I'm so sorry, I completely forgot.
We at home, I have a 4-year-old and a 2-year-old, we kind of curb our cursing, but stuff slips out all the time, the kids have repeated it, and it's just an easy conversation. We realize we're not gonna shield them from that. We'll continue to use it in the correct context. We just say, this is a word you use at home only.
Mm-hmm. We've taken a different tact on it. We demand that they cuss with every sentence.
And if they don't, I know how your home rolls.
And we don't, we correct them. Hey Zoe, good morning. You're on the Bird Show. Hi.
Good morning, everyone. So good. For a little context, my parents, we grew up Mormon, and so they were very conservative. My children are they're 5, 6, 10, and 12. And I'm okay with them cursing. I have taught them how to curse in the correct context. I have taught them not to curse people out. Mm-hmm. So they are allowed to curse in their sentences. They're allowed to curse in their everyday life. And they are homeschooled, so they're not around other kids like all day, every day. However, they are not to be corrected by anyone. And I don't allow it. I think it's fine.
Okay.
And I think that it doesn't make them less intelligent because they curse. And I'm also raising them to be, you know, not employees. So they will hopefully, you know, be entrepreneurs and be not the standard, you know, societal norm. But it's okay for them to curse. I'm okay with that.
All right. Thank you very effing much for calling. Here, Laura says, she does not let her kids cuss. Hey, Laura.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Okay. Your side, this is a no-no.
This is a no. Yeah. And I agree with, like, what I heard, I think you and Abby mentioning. You can tell Jimmy, like, this is not something that you do at home, or this is something that only happens at home. But when it happens outside and then that kid goes to tell their parents, that parent's going to start forming an opinion, A, of Jimmy, B, of you, like, okay, what other things, you know, might be going on, like, in that household. My kid hears it. He hears it on TV. I know he hears it from school. And if I do slip up and say something, I'm like, I'm a grown up. That's why I can do it. Like many other things, that's why I drive, right? Like, because I'm a grown up. So I used to cuss like a sailor, but not, and I do at work, but not around him.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Here's, but again, I can sincerely say I don't care what other people's opinions are of my mothering or my son, so.
Here's a fun game to play when they get a little bit older than that. Like, I don't know, 11, 12, and they're experimenting with more words and stuff like that. I've done this with my kids, too.
Uh-huh.
You tell them that they are allowed to cuss for 60 straight seconds. They can say anything they want for 60 seconds and then no more cussing for the rest of the week, right? And you also make the rule that, but once you repeat a curse word, the game is over. They go about 4 seconds deep into they are out of curse words. They only have like 3 in their arsenal. And then they just start making some up.
Have you seen the videos of the kids that get busted saying a bad word and the parents like, all right, go in the bathroom. You stay in there as long as you need to get all the curse words out, but the parent has the phone set up in the bathroom and the kid's looking in the mirror and they're like, boop, 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 boop. And mom's knocking on the door and she's like, are you done yet? And they're like, not yet. And they're like,
vanity. They start making up words after about 12 seconds. It's the Burt Show. All right, Mo. So there you were, and you were asked the same question that you're asked by one specific person, except this time you had a different take.
When you having a baby?
Yep, that's the question, and I think the universe helped me out in attempting to embarrass my sister for asking me said question.
Your own sister asked you this?
My own sister. And I really don't think people mean harm by these what I believe to be intrusive questions. But they are very intrusive to me, and I'm not a fan of them. I'm not a fan of the when are you getting married, when are you having a baby, because I always feel like when someone asks you that question, are you just being nosy, or are you genuinely like going to help me when this happens?
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind of, I was preparing myself. I had this mindset for, I don't know who it's going to be, but I know somebody in my family is going to hit me with that question. I know it. I'm just waiting for the moment, and when it happens, for the first time, instead of just answering uncomfortably like I normally would, I'm going to throw it back at them. Like, I am going to start do that. When people start asking me intrusive questions, I'm going to intrusively ask you, why are you asking me said question?
It is so bizarre that they don't think it's an intrusive question, especially if they think they're close to you. It's like they feel like they have a right to ask you something like that. But it is a very rude, invasive, intrusive question when you don't know any of the circumstances behind why you may or may not have had a child.
Is it safe to say there's really only one or two people in your life that can ask you that question? That's your mom or your dad, or are they off limits also?
I think it's intrusive either way.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
I really do. And it doesn't offend me, but typically.
Oh, it offends me.
It does?
Yes.
I wouldn't say it offends me. It just makes me wonder, like you said, why do people not realize how intrusive it is? And what do you plan to do about it if I do have this baby? Because why are you asking if you don't plan on helping me? And normally, I would answer uncomfortably like I think most people would. But this time, I was like, no. The next person who asked me that, I'm going to embarrass them. I'm going to make them realize how you should not do that to people and how uncomfortable it really makes people. So it's funny how it all came together, because a cousin of mine was there and she has a newborn baby and she also has a 2-year-old at the same time. And she has both of her kids with her at the Thanksgiving gathering. And I'm watching like just the way that she's maneuvering around the party, and she's having a completely different time than everyone else is, right? She's feeding one kid and then putting the other to sleep at the same time. She has like the baby attached to her chest there and she's cleaning things. And I'm watching like, this is unbelievable. So I asked her if she needs some help. And she's like, no, I don't need help. You just enjoy the party. You do your thing. And I'm like, I don't know how she's handling this so well, but whatever that is that she has, I don't have that. Like, that's not in me. I would be having a completely different time.
Oh, you don't think you do.
I don't think I have that, KK.
You don't think you do. But when you're in it, you surprise yourself.
So I'm like blown away by this, right? And I'm asking her questions about it. And she's telling me about all of the challenges of having two kids so close together and what, like, how it changed her life. But she's handling it so gracefully and so well. So there's this moment where I guess my sister sees me speaking to her about being a mom in her situation. And I guess something pinged in my sister's mind of, oh, my brother's over there with baby fever, which it wasn't that at all. Mm-hmm. I was just more so impressed by how mom was handling the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So as I'm walking back, I can see her like she has the eye for me. And I know she wants to ask me something, but I don't know what's coming. So she finally goes, so, Reese. And I'm like, yes. She's like, when are you going to have this baby? So I'm like, what baby? What baby are you referring to?
You know, the baby.
The baby. And I'm like, she's like, I'm just wondering when you're going to. And I'm like, why are you asking me this? She's like, I just want to know. I said, so you're just being nosy. You're not going to actually help me. Are you going to help me? Like, as my sister, are you prepared for me to have this baby that you want me to have? And she's like, what you need me to do? And I'm like, well, I like to travel. I'm not always around. So when I have my baby, I'm going to need babysitters. You're the first person to ask me if I want to have a baby. So don't ask me if I'm ready unless you're ready. Are you ready to be the babysitter that I need you to be if I were to have this baby? Are you going to help me financially? Are you going to be around? What are you going to do since you're so ready for me to have a baby? What are you going to do? And she goes, okay. So she starts like kind of like the way you would rock a baby. She's like, Reese, I've been working on my baby box. Like I'm ready for this. So right on time, right? As she says that, I'm ready. Like I've been practicing. My cousin hands her real baby. Oh. She's like, oh, you're ready, huh? You've been practicing. So she was on my side in this situation. So she's like, here, take my baby. So immediately the whole family is now watching my sister get handed this baby. And she takes the baby. And her bop changed a little bit. Like, it hit a little different when it was a real baby.
Got a little off rhythm?
Right. And she's trying to find the rhythm. And right on time, the baby goes, I said, yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's perfect.
Now, leave me alone about this baby, because you ain't even got the baby bop right for me to have one. That's and beautiful. I appreciate the universe for embarrassing my sister.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online. Having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online, it's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code Burt at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/Burt. Enter the code Burt, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
This is The Burt Show.
Hi, Katie.
Hi, Burt.
All right, so is this your sketchy job we're talking about? Or somebody else's sketchy job, potentially, we could be talking about?
No, this is someone else's sketchy job, potentially. And I need to know if you all think that things are too good to be true. if you're ever offered something that, like my friend who was offered her dream job, and she's trying to figure out what to do right now. So she has a job that she's been working at for about 6 years, and she enjoys it. She loves it. No real problem there where she works. However, recently she was DM'd on LinkedIn by some random woman who was like, hey, you know, we looked at your profile. We think you would be a great fit. We have a position here at our company and we would like you to come in and interview.
How often does that happen on LinkedIn where like an employer searches you out rather than vice versa?
I've never heard of it, but I don't use it often.
Yeah, quite a bit.
It happens. Huh? Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of recruiters on LinkedIn too. So if you're open to work on your profile, or they'll headhunt you as well. They'll look for certain keywords on your profile, which is why if you are job hunting, make sure your LinkedIn profile is updated.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So of course, when she saw this, she was like, that's kind of weird, but I'm going to do research into the company.
Spam.
Right. You think it's spam immediately. Mm-hmm. So she looks at the woman's profile and then she looks at the company. She's like, this is a legit company. What's the harm in just going on the interview and just seeing? Because the position for the job is something that she's already, the field that she's already working in, and something that she is interested in growing in too. So she went on the interview. Interview went well.
Real building.
Real people. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
So she's like, okay. And they're like, we'll let you know how, you know, if we'll follow up or not.
Like she didn't show up and she just pulled up to like an empty lot or something like that?
Nope.
Real Nobody office. Jumped her as soon as she got out of the car? Uh-huh.
Nothing like that. So then they're like, hey, we liked you for the first interview. We want you to come do a second interview with more higher-ups.
Oh, that seems legit.
Right? So she's like, second round of interviews? Now she's starting to get excited. She's like, okay, this could be more legit. Not as worried about it being a fake or sketchy company. They do an interview with her, and then like, we got one more interview for her, for you. So she goes through three interviews with this company.
Damn, okay.
And after her third interview, a couple of days later, they said, hey, so sorry, we're just going to hire within, but you did great.
After three interviews.
Three interviews.
Wow.
So she was kind of bummed out a little bit because she's starting to get excited. You think three interviews, I'm doing great. I'm on a roll. And then you tell me, sorry, we're going to hire someone within. She lets it go. A week or so later, that same hiring woman hits her up and says, hey, I know what we said about that position. Never going to hire within. But that didn't work out. So we would actually like to hire you.
Okay.
For that position.
Yeah.
And then they list down what they're offering. And they're offering almost double her current salary of where she currently works. And they're willing to pay for her school for her to get her master's degree in this field that she's currently in.
Mm-hmm.
And like, hey, you have a week to accept this offer. Take it or leave it. And so she's trying to figure out, is this real? What does this mean? Because you denied me and you double back. Something seems off about this. But you're offering a really great, you know, package deal here. So she's torn on, does she accept this offer or does she go back to her current company? Because she loves where she's working now and tell them, hey, look, this is what this place is offering me.
Mm-hmm.
What are you going
to
do about it?
I think you can do both. I think you can go back to the company that she loves working for, tell them that there's an offer on the table. And if they match it, great. If not, I'm taking my ego right out of it. Okay, I was your second choice. I went through three interviews. You guys came around. I'm taking it. She can do both.
Yeah, like I'm not liking the way it went down. And I don't know if that's a reflection of the company or not and their judgment. But who knows the circumstances of why the inside hire didn't work out?
Mm-hmm.
But maybe this is the universe's way of saying this job was actually meant for you. And so I'm like, Bert, I would take my ego out of it. Mm-hmm. I don't care if I'm, you know, second choice or not. Now, this has fallen into my lap. But I do think you should give your current employer the option to match.
Sure.
So one thing, if you have a position you create at a company and you want to hire someone within, you legally have to post the job and interview other candidates. So they may have already created the role for the person within the company and still legally had to go ahead and interview other candidates to prove the person in-house was the best for the job. For whatever reason, that person in-house might have been like, you know what, I don't want it. So they went, I think it's a great thing. And I think people don't realize too, you can make more money by leaving your job every couple of years and going to work for another company. You can like double your salary, just like you said. So it seems weird if you're thinking and like, well, you go to a company, you work there a long time. Why are they offering double? But that's how companies do now. Instead of like investing in the talent that they have, they hire outside talent for even more money. So I would say if she loves where she's working, go ahead and approach your company, but know that They're probably not going to match a double salary. That is a big jump. And she should leave and take the jump. I think she should take the risk.
But, and I do want to get Mo and Abby's opinion on this also. If she goes to the company and they said, we can't match that. That's way too much. They may say, but we can give you 50% of what the other company is giving you. And if she likes this job so much, she said she loves it here. Mm-hmm. And she can get a 50% raise out of it. Stay.
Okay.
I can't disagree with what's being said. I mean, to me, if your friend was ultimately really happy with her first job, she probably wouldn't be looking for another, right? So maybe this really is the universe's way of pushing her in the right direction. And if the only thing I thought was sketchy was the fact that I wasn't their first choice, that doesn't really matter. Mm-hmm. So many people have turned companies around and changed their lives by being the second choice at first, but then showing up and proving to be that should have been the first. I would go ahead and take my ego out of it too.
Yeah, to me, this is best case scenario because you have a legit offer that you can bring to your employer and be like, hey, this is what they're going to pay me. They're even going to pay for my school. What can you offer me? And I know that 100% jump might seem like a lot, but I had a friend that found out that her male colleague was making double what she was making. She brought that information to them. They paid right up. So the only holdup for me with this job offer is if they're going to pay for my school, I mean, that's a pretty sweet deal. That would be my only hang up.
Mm-hmm. And that's what she was just worried about how it happened. And she felt like a sketchy and maybe is possibly too good to be true, but she hasn't made a decision yet. She has 1 week to figure it out.
So. Wow, she got a week.
Yep.
Okay.
This is The Burt Show.
So Gladys here has found some sketchy text messages with his coworker and is wondering what to do about it. Hey, Gladys.
Hi.
Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. Thank you for taking my case.
Of your case, okay? We are here to take your case. So give us a little bit history on the relationship and then tell us about these sketchy text messages.
Okay, so I met this person through the online dating when I moved from Florida to Tennessee, and we started a very nice relationship with him. 4 months into the relationship, I got a hold on his phone, like a good Latina. I got through his messages. And because I noticed that he was a lot on his phone, so it was no normal on him. So I got through his text messages, and he had some back and forth with his coworker. And even during days that they were not working days, they will send selfies or pictures of their, you know, their pets and how are you doing, what's going on, and blah, blah, blah. So the messages were a little flirtatious, right? So when I had to, I couldn't resist, and I confronted him, telling him that I noticed a lot of her text messages back and forth. And he says it was nothing, just a coworker. The Kaylee, it was like just a friend, a coworker, that's it. So he says there's nothing, you had nothing to worry. But now he's back again, months later, and the same modus operandi. So I'm like, I'm in doubt. I don't know if he is the same coworker or is a new person. So I would like to test if there is something else going on with someone.
I see.
Besides me.
Well, first of all, I love your attitude. Secondly, Gladys, before we get to the case here, you know I have a superpower, and that superpower is be able to listen to somebody's accent and within 30 seconds tell you exactly where you're from, right?
Really? Okay.
Yeah, so you're from Cuba.
No.
Venezuela.
No. I'm from one country in Central America.
Honduras.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Yeah.
There it is.
Sometimes.
Don't act like that's impressive.
Sometimes my headphones.
Third time's a charm, apparently.
Sometimes my headphones get a little fuzzy, but I usually get it in the first 12 tries.
Yeah, no.
Okay, so what is your gut telling you about this guy? Because your gut does not lie.
I know. And that's why I went through his phone and. Believe me, the text messages were already getting spicier by the day. So that's why I'm like, I need to look for a way to confront him. And I was able to, and he admitted. But then he's like, do you have nothing to worry? We both are alone in this city. He's from another state, I'm from another state. And I don't know if he's just looking for companionship.
But he has companionship in you.
But you know, guys.
No, Gladys. Don't make that excuse.
Do not excuse his behavior.
So let me ask you guys a question. Maybe this is old school, but is it commonplace to look through your significant other or the person that you're dating's phone if there are no signs at all that you don't distrust them? Is it just something to do when the phone's around, or is it a sign that something in your gut is telling you something's not right?
In my case, I saw the way he were at the beginning. When I was around, he was not on his phone. All his attention was of the things that we were doing and the time that we were sharing together. You know, it was okay. But then I noticed when he was on top of his phone, and I know it's honestly, it's not correct to go through. I don't think it's correct, because at the end, it's not about them. It's about yourself. I became obsessed to look through his text messages.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure. Because he gave you a reason, right?
While I've never been a fan of it, because I personally believe that the moment you start feeling like you need to go through your significant other's phone, you on the first step of the relationship being over anyway. Every girlfriend I've ever had has gone through my phone at one point or another, whether they thought something was in there or not, just to, I guess, confirm what they were feeling.
I went through Bart's.
You did?
In the beginning.
Did you have any feeling at all? None. Just curiosity.
Uh-huh, because I am psychotic.
Okay.
At least you're owning it. At that time, I have a lot of baggage. I carry it a lot better now than I did then. I was not carrying it well, because every guy I had ever been at cheated on me. So yeah. It's just something I did.
Sure. Abby, final advice?
I don't think it's ever a good idea to go through. I think if you're feeling this way, you know something's up. Just save yourself the trouble. Just dump them.
Gladys, I feel the same way. Like, your gut does not lie. Our head lies all the time, but your gut does not lie. If your gut is telling you something's up, something's probably up.
Yeah, I know. And that's why I stopped at some point. I said to myself, you cannot do this to yourself anymore. So I stopped going through his phone. But he's, you know, back again. And I was just to make sure, because I honestly don't want to be wasting my time.
Sure.
Right now is my most, my commodity, my most precious commodity is time. So I don't want to waste it with the wrong person. And you guys are going to have be really creative with the text, the email that you send, because he sometimes he just delete them. So I don't know, put something like that he feel, you know, compelled to open the email.
Okay, let me put you on hold, and we'll try to devise a some kind of plan to do a War of the Roses type thing with him, but you say he doesn't check his email. We'll come up with something, and maybe we can get you concrete proof, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Gladys, have a great day.
You too, thank you.
Bye-bye, it's the Burt Show.
Delete Me makes it easy, quick, and safe to remove your personal data online at a time when surveillance and data breaches are common enough to make everybody vulnerable. It is easier than ever to find personal information about people online, having your address, your phone number, family members' names just hanging out there online. It's all pretty scary stuff, right? With Delete Me, you can protect your personal privacy or the privacy of your business from doxing attacks before sensitive information can be exploited. Look, I'm online all the time, and it freaks me out that my info is out there. Take control of your data. Keep your private life private by signing up for Delete Me, now at a special discount just for you guys. Get 20% off your Delete Me plan when you go to join DeleteMe.com/Burt. Use the promo code BERT at checkout. That's joindeleteme.com/BERT. Enter the code BERT, B-E-R-T, at checkout.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now. Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you. They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
Her landlord refuses to make the necessary repairs to her apartment. She's refusing to pay rent. So now she might be getting evicted. And apparently, the plot twist is the landlord is her mother. All right. So if you have like a dilemma or, any kind of need advice, you can always go to theburtshow.com and hit us up and we will try to do our best to help you out. Maybe some Burt Show listeners have been through the same thing as you. So the email reads, I'm in desperate need of help. I'm currently in the middle of being evicted. My landlord has refused to make general basic repairs to my apartment. We will start at the front door. You know, the thing that keeps things and people you don't want in out. Yeah, well, it doesn't shut, let alone lock. My kitchen sink leaks to the point the counter is breaking. There are hot wires that were never covered properly from the garbage disposal right where the heavy leak is. There is black mold throughout the house. For 6 months, we didn't have a kitchen light until I got it replaced. Wow. The walls are literally falling apart. And did I mention it's an old house? So there is lead-based paint on the walls, which has caused health problems for my youngest. They have promised since we moved in to paint the walls because the tenant before had passed and all her stuff was still there. And I was told if I cleaned up the house, she would replace the curtains, paint the walls, and shampoo the carpets. It's been 5 years and nothing. We lived in one room of this apartment for the first 2 years because of the promise to paint and wash carpets. But the little one needed more space, so we had to spread to the rest of the house. There was a leak in our bathroom from an upstairs apartment. Their toilet and tub leak on us when we are in the bathroom. 2 years ago, my ceiling in the bathroom literally caved in due to the leak. My shower handle is broken off. I can see into another apartment's bathroom upstairs. My walls are literally falling apart and chipping paint has been a problem since moving in. Now that it's winter, it's freezing because there is no insulation in the walls, just horsehair. And about 2 weeks ago, we got home and there was a notice due for not paying rent since COVID. Did I mention she got over a $7,000 check for my rent during COVID from a rental assistance program, which she lied on and doubled my rent on the application so she could get twice the money? When asked about the money for fixing the apartment, she said it didn't count for my rent because it didn't come from me. She spent it on a vacation. Now for the twist. The landlord is my mother. Yes, her youngest grandchild had lead poisoning and she could have cared less. I have severe asthma and she said nothing about the black mold or lead when we moved in. Not until after my youngest got his test results back and figured out it was lead, did she even acknowledge it. Our insurance was going to bring in an inspector to see exactly where the lead was coming from, but when I told her they were coming, you would have thought I murdered a puppy. She started screaming, saying I wasn't going to have a place to live because they would condemn the building. She was so pissy that I had to cancel the inspection. Now we are being kicked out days before Christmas and right before her youngest grandson's 5th birthday. Am I an a-hole for not paying rent? What are my options? I've been looking for an apartment with enough room to fit all my kids, but everything is way too expensive. We live paycheck to paycheck. Thanks for reading.
That's a tough position to be in because it is hard to get a new apartment having to put down deposits and first and last month's rent. And a lot of landlords make you prove that you can make 3 times your rent payment in order to secure it. And so I understand why you stayed there. You probably could sue your mother over the lead paint if you wanted to and health issues. If I were you, I'd probably try and make up with her. And then instead of paying rent, I would just put the money back into the property to fix it. And that's not fair. I'm going to go ahead and say that. But it sounds like that is best case scenario for you right now. If you can't afford to move into another apartment or find an assistance program, then move in and say, listen, instead of paying you rent, I'm going to start fixing up the house with the money I would have paid you in rent to make this a safe place. Because if your kid's under 6, that lead poisoning can have a really, really damaging effect.
Mo, what would you do?
I don't know. This is heavy, man. The fact that there's health issues involved here, you obviously have to take it a lot more seriously than if it was just other things. And it's your mom. So now the relationship that you're going to have with your mother is on the line. I probably would try to find a way
to just be done with it all and move somewhere with my kids any way possible, if that is possible. And I probably would sue my mother, because I would think that after this, the relationship with my mother is tarnished anyway. I don't think we would ever be the same. So for me, I would try to find a way possible to just be done with her and be done with this place and move my kids somewhere where it's safe.
Yeah, and not only do I not think you're an a-hole for not paying rent, but I would go like be a-hole extraordinaire, and I would put the inspection back on the books, and I would have the building condemned, because this is dangerous.
Yeah, the livable conditions are like, I cannot fathom the fact that your mom cares so little for your kids that she's willing to pretty much push you in a corner and make you live here. So I'm with Cassie. I think you got to find some kind of compromise here, but only if it's healthy for you and your family, because trust me, moving is very expensive. So if you can find a way to make this work and repair the relationship with your mother, that's probably the best case scenario for everybody.
You're on The Burt Show.